Komoyawa Tamanui, France and Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. There's little relief for low-income and no-income whānau in the National Party tax plans. Leader Chris Luxon and Nicola Willis say their election policy targets the squeezed middle households. They say families with children with an average income of $120,000 will be up to $250 a fortnight. StatsNZ Figures says the average annual household disposable income for Māori across the motu is $46,500, about 20% below the European rate. Ms Willis says at that level, the income relief is around $59 a fortnight.
They will continue to be eligible for a range of government entitlements, including, for example, the accommodation supplement, the community services card. If they have children, they will be eligible for the Family Boost childcare tax rebate.
National will also restore interest deductibility for rental properties, bring the bright line test for capital gains on housing from 10 years back to 2, cancel the planned 12 cents a litre fuel tax hike and remove the Auckland regional fuel tax. It says it will fund its cuts by allowing foreign buyers back into the housing market if they pay a 15% foreign buyer tax on houses worth over $2 million and moving to user pays immigration levies. Rotorua Mayor Tanya Tapsell wants more police in her town. She says there has been a spate of assault in public spaces, including two recent attacks on young girls who were left bloodied and bruised. While emergency accommodation in motels is down to half of what it was last year, crime rates are among the highest in the country.
We are very concerned here in Rotorua because it doesn't reflect our community. But unfortunately, we did see in the most recent youth offending and youth assault that unfortunately there were gang colours and also gang calls being worn and called out when this was occurring. So unfortunately, yes, we do believe that it may be gang related.
Tanya Tapsell says police numbers don't reflect the exceptional crime levels and Rotorua Lakes Council is trying to fill the gap by spending $1.8 million on private security guards and increasing its CCTV coverage. StatsNZ says the average size of Māori farms was almost three times larger than the average size of all farms in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Tātauranga Umanga Māori Manager Geraldine Duoba says 16% of all Māori farms being larger than 1,000 hectares compared with 5% for all New Zealand farms. Almost half of Māori farms are owned and operated by Māori authorities, and Māori farms also held more stock, including three times as many beef cattle, seven times as many sheep, and five times as many dairy cattle. And that's your Wātea English News.